GBV reporting, Maranga County Gender-Based Violence, GBV, Coordinator Patrick Mwangi is urging the public to treat cases of GBV with urgency and report them to the relevant authority for action to be taken. Mwangi said he has noted with concern that many survivors of GBV delay going to healthcare facilities to seek treatment, hence leading to negative implications like contracting HIV infection and unwanted pregnancies, among others. The GBV coordinator, while speaking KNA on Tuesday, said cases of GBV need to be reported within 72 hours after the incident has occurred in order to prevent new human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, infection and unwanted pregnancies. Many of the survivors are not coming to healthcare facilities early. They are taking more than 72 hours to seek services, thus increasing their chances of contracting sexually transmitted diseases like HIV and having unwanted pregnancies, he said. He said that when GBV cases are reported early and within the recommended time frame, it reduces chances of the victim contracting sexually transmitted diseases like HIV and unwanted pregnancy. According to the Kenya Demographic Health Survey 2022 report on GBV, the prevalence rate for Maranga County is 24%, with women between the ages of 15 to 49 having experienced sexual gender-based violence. 24% is quite high compared to the national prevalence of 13%, hence the need for concerted efforts in the fight against GBV, Mwangi said, adding that common forms of GBV in the county include rape, defilement, incest, emotional violence, among others. He stated that one can prevent new HIV infection by providing post-exposure prophylaxis, PEP, and that PEP means taking HIV medicines after a possible exposure to HIV to prevent one from contracting the virus. The GBV coordinator divulged that most perpetrators have a tendency of committing the heinous act repeatedly on a number of people, and the likelihood of them being HIV positive is very high. PEP must be started within 72 hours after a possible exposure to HIV. The sooner PEP is started after a possible HIV exposure, the better. Every hour counts, Mwangi said, adding that once the timeline has expired, they are not able to assist the patient accordingly to avoid infections. Mwangi said some of the avenues where one can report cases of gender-based violence include a police station, chief's office, and health facility, among others. He called upon all stakeholders to treat cases of GBV with urgency, as GBV is directly related to cases of HIV infections and teenage pregnancies. Reporting these cases in time allows the victim to access medication that prevents HIV and unwanted pregnancy, and also allows law enforcement officers to gather evidence that can be used in court, he explained.